Peace be unto you. I'm Sister Charlene Muhammad. Welcome to Liberated Sisters. Each night, the scrawny little blonde girl ran from Carla's dorm room and disappeared for half an hour or more. It seemed to happen right around the time everybody started getting into their jammies to either hit the bunk or the books. In 1960, BGSU responded to the civil rights movement by officially integrating its dormitories. My homegirl was having a unique problem. During one of our huddles, she described how the situation with the escaping roommate was escalating. So, the next night, when little Missy made her nocturnal exit, she ran smack into the colored wall. Seven sisters with attitudes. Slowly, she crumpled into a tiny mound on the floor. We wore our newfound blackness like an honor badge, but we could still recognize someone else's pain. One by one, we knelt beside the girl, gently but intensely coaxing her to give it up, whatever it was. She pointed her skinny, shaking arm toward my friend and whispered,
"Her tail."
Her tail? And our anger became strangely quiet. But we could feel each other thinking, ain't this deep? Even our imaginary body parts are legendary.
Gotta love it. That was S. Pearl Sharp, poet, author, broadcaster, sister. Your book, The Evening News, Essays and Commentaries from NPR and Other Clouds.